Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. As we come into your presence today, glory to God. Every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled with blood. Well, that's because they have no strategy. But we come in the name of the Lord. Strategy with burning and fuel of fire. Take out the enemy. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The entrance of your word, Lord, brings light. Let our light shine. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts. And he's shining in our hearts, even today, more and more, unto the perfect day. Let the day star arise in your hearts. Let the Son of Righteousness arise over you today. Let the captain of the hosts of the Lord, he will go before you. Let him pave the path, pave the way for you, and follow. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We give you, Lord, praise and give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, men and brethren. You know, yesterday we called this out by the grace of God, the Holy Spirit. He called for it. And I'm going to read it to you again. And then we're going to deal with these things. You know, Deuteronomy 7 and verse 1. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it. See, the purpose was to go and possess it. You know, that was the plan. Possess the land. You know, but there are some things along the way that is going to prevent them or try to prevent them from possessing the land. The Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and Jebusites. I mean, all these Zites and Ites and Ites. Seven nations greater and mightier than thou. Well, for these next 7 months, each one of these forces of darkness pitted against you that you will not get there. But today, we're going to dislodge them. Glory to God. Dislodge, crush the enemies. So today it's about crushing the enemies. God will give a prophetic release, a sound of battle and victory for you to go ahead. Glory to God. But first, we got to pull down some things. That's right. You know, we got to pull down some things. And the Lord said, the Lord put them in front of you, say, you shall smite them and utterly destroy them. You know, don't take no prisoners. No, have no covenant with them. Show no mercy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, let me read to you a story, a part of the story. The first of this that we are going to deal with today. Hallelujah. Prophetically, I'm going to be calling out these Hittites and Girgashites and Amorites and Canaanites and Perizzites and Hivites and Jebusites. Well, the first one today that we are going to deal with, I'm going to tell you it from this story that we find, you know, in the book of Numbers. You know, so you know how Moses sent them out to spy out the land, you know, and many of them that he sent came back with an evil report, except, you know, Caleb and Joshua, you know. So the people went out, they came back, even though they saw the goodness of the land, but they saw other things that made their hearts to fear and to melt. They said they saw giants and they forgot the word of the Lord. And so, you know, the people said, we are not able to go up against these people, for they are stronger than us. And they brought an evil report. Numbers 13 and verse 21. They brought an evil report of the land which they searched. And they said, the land which through we've gone to search it is a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw, they are giants. And we can't do it. We saw the giants. We saw the sons of Anak and so forth like that. We, you know, we can't do it. You know, they said. and they brought an evil report. And the hearts of the people in chapter 14 melted. They all began to cry, you know, and he said, well, why did the Lord bring us here to destroy us? And so forth and so on, you know, and they began to cry. And Joshua in chapter 14 and verse 6, Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, they rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel and said, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. God has given an exceeding great promise. In fact, exceeding great promises. Hallelujah. And they said, look, if the Lord delight in us. Yeah, well, of course he does. That's why, you know, he gave you the promise. If the Lord delight in us, he will bring us into the land and give it to us. A land that floweth with milk and honey. Now, here is the first of the things that we're going to deal with today. In Numbers chapter 14 and verse 9. Only rebel not ye against the Lord. Neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Now, that's some boldness. We're going to have them for lunch. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. So the first thing that I'm going to deal about today is the fear that is posed by these Hittites. That's right. You know, fear. And then I'm going to also be dealing with rebellion, which is, you know, disobedience. The sin of disobedience, the same as rebellion. And the Lord gave the command to go forth, to go in and possess. And when you say, I can't do it, that's rebellion against the Lord. That's again also disobedience to the word that he commanded you. Said, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of a good courage. And fear not, neither be dismayed. For it is the Lord thy God that doth go with you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He told them too. The Lord did. But, you know, the people, they would not stay with the word of the Lord. But for those that stayed with the word of the Lord, you know, listen to their boldness. They said, look, those people that you saw, that these ones said they were giants, they are nothing. Hallelujah. We are able. Let's go up and take it at once, sir. These people, they are bred for us. Their strength is departed from them. Their defense is finished. We got a strategy. We know how to weaken them. We will finish them. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is with us. Glory to God. You know, they knew what they were doing, you know, and, but the people, the majority of the people, they wouldn't do it. They said, no, we can't do it. And, you know, this rebellion, they actually rebelled. People didn't know that they rebelled against the Lord. Many people don't know that when the Lord commanded you, gave you the word, whether it's an instruction for you to go do something for the Lord or even do something for yourself, you know, as long as the Lord gave the word and you don't do it, it's rebellion. And rebellion, you know, disobedience, again, you know, Samuel said it's like the sin of witchcraft because you're trying to do your own thing, you know, whereas the Lord told you what to do, you know. So fear is the number one gate of hell that will try to close in on you. It's like those Hittites that are preventing or wanting, you are not going to pass through. Oh, no, 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 no. You know, you're not going to pass through. They are keepers of the gate and they are, you know, keepers in the way to prevent your passage. The number one is fear. When the Lord has spoken, then fear grips your heart. Fear of the unknown, fear of the future, fear of stepping out in faith and all of these things and so on. Well, what if it doesn't work out? What if I fall flat on my face? What if and what if and what if? You know, fear just grips the heart of the people. And the Lord always, you know, come out and tell the people, fear not, be not dismayed. I am thy Lord and thy God that is with you. He always used to tell them because, you know, once that fear grips their heart, once fear grips your heart, you're defeated already. You're finished. Remember, Deuteronomy 31 and verse 8. And the Lord. That's right. He it is that doth go before you. He will not fail thee. And he will be with you. He will not forsake you either. So fear not and be not dismayed. I mean, over and over and over again, the Lord always said, fear not and be not dismayed. Because the moment you fear and you are discouraged because you think there are giants, you know, that are overpowering and overbearing and you can't, you know, subdue them, then you are finished. Once you think that, you're finished. So we need to get rid of the fear. So I'm coming against that fear this morning. The righteous are bold as a lion. You know, we're going to be bold this morning. We're coming out against, you know, these Hittites. We're coming out against the Girgashites. We're coming out against all the things that are coming against you, trying to prevent you from getting to the promise. And we're going to be calling them out. Today, I'll be dealing with fear. Because the tokens of liars that are out there speaking against the word of the Lord, contradictions against the word of promise. The Lord already gave the word, but contradictions which will come up. And these contradictions in form of these seven nations, first of them is fear. We got to deal with it. Now, so these next 7 months, we're going to crush the head of the devil. You know, the Lord would bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Beginning today, I'm going to crush that devil. Take no prisoners, the Lord said. You know, utterly destroy them. Smite them to the ground. Don't even give them an opportunity, you know, to get up again. Finish them off, the Lord said. Glory to God. When you got him down, finish him off. Stamp the residue down, break it in pieces, finish off that devil. Well, how can you do it? You can't do it, you know, in your own strength. So let's read how this works. You know, here's a story that Jesus himself told, you know, to help the people understand how these things work. How does it work? How can you go in and spoil the spoiler? Basically, there are spoilers that will not let you get by. You know, you'll not let you get by. Here's what Jesus said in Luke chapter 11 and verse 21. When a strong man like these Hittites, armed, keepeth his palace and the gates to the promised land and say, you are not getting through. Well, he thinks his goods are in peace. That's what he thinks. And he's not going to let you through. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him, that's right, shall overcome him. You know, now who is that stronger than him? Well, the Lord mighty in battle. Who is this great man of war? Who is this captain of the Lord's host? Well, he is the Lord mighty in battle. He's the one that doth go before you. When that stronger comes upon the Hittite, when he comes upon the Girgashites, glory to God, he will overcome him. He will take away from him all his armor wherein he trusted and will divide his spoils. I mean, there is a force that can spoil the spoiler. When the spoiler is sitting pretty and as stronger than him comes, look, that's how they do it in the jungle. You know, the law of, you know, the survival of the fittest. You know, some animals can prey on smaller ones or bigger ones and come, drive them off and take the prey from them, you know, and so forth. When the strong man comes upon this one that thought he's sitting pretty, this is what Caleb said. This is what Joshua said. Well, yeah, they may be strong, but the Lord that is with us is stronger, you know, and their defense is gone from there. We have a strategy that will weaken their defense. We know how to strike. We know where to surge. It's a surgical strike. We know how to do it because the Lord has given it to us. And we're going to go get it, their bread for lunch. We're going to have them for lunch. You know, that's where that terminology came from, or that slang, you know, that, you know, have them for lunch. You know, because Caleb said it first and Joshua. And look, these people, they are nothing. They are nothing. Don't look at their size. Don't look at anything. He that is with us, sir, glory to God, is greater than whatever else you face. What is the victory that overcomes the world? It is your faith, sir. The faith in the word of God, when you put your faith in that word, it says, whatsoever is born of God, overcometh the world. 1 John 5:4. And this is the victory that overcometh even your faith. That's right. You know, so when a stronger comes upon him, he's going to bind the strong man and spoil that he who once was a spoiler himself. You know, so we're coming in today to spoil the spoiler. We're coming in to crush the enemy. How do you crush fear, which is enemy number one? How do you do it? Well, first of all, let's consider even what happens in the natural. You know, in the natural, you know, let's say you're about to go into some dark alley or whatever. You may be afraid, but when there is somebody with you, like a bodyguard or some powerful person with you, when you have some soldiers, you know, and so forth. I mean, you may even have an attack dog or whatever. You feel a little more confident. I mean, that's in the natural. When you're going into a situation, even in natural, people don't know whether they are going to get through that alley. That's the natural. They're just going into it. In the spiritual, we don't go into an alley. We are passing through the alley. You know, Israel said to them, said to Amalek, said to all of them, said to all these Hittites and so forth, let us pass through. They said no. And said, well, in that case, we're going to destroy you all. Glory to God. You know, destroy them. Crush them, vanquish them. Listen, look, you know, the lesson today is for you to, you know, guard up your mind in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. He is strong, you know, that uttereth his voice, and he's uttering his voice before the camp. And the Lord, you know, he doesn't want any weaklings in his camp because we are strong. The people that do know their God, Daniel 11:32, shall be strong and they will do exploits. Now, we're not weaklings. Even John, he wrote, he said, look, you young men and women, you know, I've written to you because you are strong and you've overcome that devil. You know, we don't quit ye like men, he said in 1 Corinthians 16, he said unto them, and 13, quit ye like men, you know, stop letting that devil, you know, put fear in your heart and so on. Stand up and take the battle, you know, to the gate. Hallelujah. Take the battle to the gate. Can you do it? Well, why not? Absolutely. Because the Lord has already given us the victory. See, if you were going in your own strength, then you couldn't do it. But if you stand fast in the faith, you know, and quit from the fear of men, You know, that's what 1 Corinthians 16:13 means. And be strong. You know, say, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. You know, don't do this unbelieving, you know, rebellious, fearful thing that will not go forth at the commandment of your commander in chief. You know, so that's rebellion. You know, disobedience, fear, they all work together. But fear is number one. And what fear will do, it will paint the picture for you of, you know, people who have gone or tried or essayed to go in through the similar situation and failed. And they were defeated. You know, so fear will bring that. You know, fear will say, well, you know, that person tried to start this kind of business and they didn't make it. You know, the whole thing collapsed. Now they have packed it in. Well, they were going through this sickness, but they didn't make it and destroyed them. Now they are dead, you know, and so on and so forth. Everything that the devil will can bring up, he'll bring to you. Can't do it. You know, you can't do it. He'll tell you. And fear of the unknown, fear of the boisterous waves. When Peter stepped out of the boat, kept his eyes on Jesus, he walked on water. But the way he looked away from Jesus and looked around and saw all the boisterous waves, said, I can't walk on water. You know, but you just did. You were just walking on water. As long as you kept your eyes on the Lord, walking on water. But then fear say, look at all these boisterous waves. You can't do it. You know, when they were in the boat and the water was coming in, the waves were beating upon the boat, the tempest tossing the boat up and down, the water rushing into the boat. Fear gripped their hearts. Say, we're going to drown. And Jesus, he said, why is it, you know, that you are so fearful? How come it is that you have no faith? You know, fear was the first thing that Jesus did when they woke him from the sleep. Was he rebuked the disciples first. Rebuked the fear before he even rebuked the storm. Say, why is it that you are so fearful? How come it is you have no faith? You can handle that. It's just a little storm. But he said, no, we're going to perish. But you see, you know, every time you think small like that, and the devil's got you beat. You know, you need to think like a warrior. David had some mighty men that were with him. Powerful men. Bible called them mighty men of David. They can break through a garrison. They can fight with lions. One person can take a spear and kill 800 people. I mean, they were mighty. They didn't think small. Because who was their captain? A captain was David. You know, and he said, this man, David, you know, he destroyed one single-handed this Goliath that nobody could stand up against. And so they strengthened themselves, you know, and David got, you know, all these mighty men around him. They were powerful. And they did not think they would stop at nothing. David himself said, look, I can run through troops. I can leap over walls. You know, nations can surround me like bees. In the name of the Lord, I will destroy them all. You know, he would not back down from anything. He never backed down from a fight. David never did. You know, in the days when he was strong in the fight, he did not back down from the lion, did not back down from the bear, certainly didn't back down from Goliath. Glory to God. He will engage in the fight. You know, he even said, look, in these my hands, I can even bend a bow of steel. I can do it. When the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, he was almost like Samson. Glory to God. And, you know, Samson was another man. He would not back down from anything. When he called upon the Lord, you know, even when they took his strength, plucked out his eyes and everything, you know, one time he leaned upon the pillars of the Colosseum and he said, one more time, Lord, hallelujah. When the Spirit of God came upon him, he pulled down the whole thing. The Bible said, look, in one day, even down at his death, his moment of death, he destroyed more than all he killed in all his life. You know, I mean, look, these were people that would not give up, would not give in, would not back down. They were strong in the Lord. You talk about Elijah. Elijah was a prophet. You better don't mess with. You know, you try to mess with him, he'll call down fire. The king sent, 50 men, tough soldiers to go and arrest him. And they said, come down from the hill, thou man of God. The king wants you. In the name of the king, we bring you a warrant of arrest. And say, yeah, if I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and destroy you and your 50. My goodness. Heavens opened up, fire came down, destroyed. You can't kill this man. In the days of his ministry like that, well, sometime later, he'll pay for all of that, but one day, when it comes out as two witnesses, they're going to get him, because the Lord allowed that. But, at that first time around, they couldn't get it. They couldn't do it. Sent another one, he called fire down again and so forth. And the Lord knew that the disciples could do the same thing. They really put their mind to it. But he said, no, we don't do that stuff anymore. We don't call down fire on people, but we call down fire on demonic and satanic altars. That's right. All the altars that Satan have put up against you, the gates of hell that are against you, we're calling fire down on them. We're crushing the enemy here today. First enemy to be destroyed is fear. The way you build boldness against fear is to repeat God's word. Train yourself to repeat his word. Just repeat his word. What he already said is what you say. Just keep on repeating his word. Hallelujah. When the Lord says go, you say, well, I'm going. When the Lord says go forward, you say, well, I'm going forward. Hallelujah. The devil said you can't go. Says who? The Lord said I can go and I'm going. Hallelujah. And when you step forward, Jordan will open up. When you step forward, as long as you are in the brink of the river, it will just remain like River Jordan. And Jordan oversteps its bounds even at that time. But look, when you step in by faith, that thing will open up. As long as you stand there looking at the Red Sea, it's imposing. The fear will grip your heart. How in the world are you going to get past this Red Sea? And when you have Pharaoh, chasing down behind you, you got the Red Sea in front of you. You got Pharaoh behind you. Army is charging down. And Pharaoh saying, Moses, your God is a poor general. He has no strategy. He led you here. I got you right where I want you. He thought, but God has strategy. Hallelujah. Strategy. Well, first, the strategy of the Lord is put up the pillar of fire that the chariots could not get through. The raging chariots, when they saw that fire, they just bucked up like that. They can't do it. They can't go through the fire. So they couldn't pass through. Meanwhile, children of Israel pass through. Now, their strategy, because Pharaoh all the time was saying, what kind of general is leading this Moses? Now he's up against the Red Sea. He's not going there. I got you right where I want you. Your God is a poor general. I'm going to finish you up. Well, God has a strategy. Strategy is, sucker them in. Glory to God. So after the children of Israel had passed through, then God removed the pillar of fire and they raged forward. They raged forward and saying and trying to do the same things that Israel just did, went through on dry land. And God waited as a strategy. He waited until they were right in the middle. There was not enough time for them to run backwards or quickly make it through to the other side. He waited until they were right in the middle. Glory to God. And the walls of water came crashing down. at the commandment of the Lord, Moses stretched forth his hand again, and the Lord wiped them out. You talk about strategy. God has strategy. You know, one time the Lord told David, go forward. It was strategy. The other time he said, no, don't go. This is how you're going to do it. You know, wait, you know, go behind them. Wait, you know, until you hear the moving of the spirit and the top of the mulberry trees. You know, that's how you're going to do it. You know, the Lord, he told Jehoshaphat, he said, look, you know, those people are over there. You know, you're going to go against them in the valley. I mean, in the wilderness of Tekoa. You know, one time the Lord told, you know, Joshua, he told all these people, you know, this is how you're going to do it. When you go up against Jericho, when you go up against Ai, you know, this is how you're going to do it, you know, and so forth. And there was strategy. And Jericho would say, look, Joshua would say, look, this is how we're going to do it. You know, you follow my instruction. We're going to go around this place, you know, a few times. The seventh time we're going to do like this. You know, we're going to blow the trumpet. You know, sometimes they use the strategy of, you know, reflectors and things like that. You know, when the sun shine upon all these things that we have, blind the eyes of our enemies, and we're going to lighten upon them. And they use strategy. Sometimes they climb up behind them, you know, Jonathan, you know, and his armor bearer, they climbed up behind them, you know, and so forth. The strategy, you know, they always, you know, and God today. Well, the number one strategy today is, well, we're not even going to do any stealth fighting today. We're coming, we're crushing the enemy right now. We're taking the fight to the devil today. Glory to God. You're saying, you know, this business is now under new management. My life is under new management. My health is under new management. No more! Glory to God. You're going to kick that devil out today. You know, Jesus, he gave a commandment. He said, look, everywhere you go, you know, cast him out. Don't even mess with him. Don't engage. You know, when they try to engage you, Jesus just said, hold your peace. Get out of him now. Glory to God. You know, don't even mess around. You know, one time he allowed them to say, okay, now you go into the swine and be drowned. But most times, you know, when they try to speak to you, say, hold your peace now. Shut up. Keep your mouth shut and come out of him. Glory to God. Come out of the man. Now, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You know, so, you know, this earth and everything, the fullness belongs to the Lord. So anywhere that you're trying to go, the soles of your feet, wherever it treads, the Lord told Joshua, I've given it to you to possess it. And if the enemy is in your way, cast him out. He's an illegal occupant. You know, he's occupying the place illegally. You know, they are squatting in the land. They have the, you know, they don't belong. Lord said, I've given it to you. You know, get them out of there. So anywhere the devil, you see the devil, get him out of there. He's there illegally, you know, because it's your father's house. Now, I'm going to pray over the room now. We need to crush this fear. Read the scriptures that tell you, be not afraid, that the Lord is with you. What are you afraid of when the Lord is with you? The problem with people is they don't see the Lord that's with them. You know, there's a story of Elisha, you know, and the king of Syria, you know, coming to capture him and so forth. And, you know, and the servant woke him up and said, we're surrounded by armies. And he was afraid. And they come against us with armies and horses and chariots. And the man of God said, worry about it. They that are with us are more and greater and more powerful than they that are with them. And the servant looked at him and said, what you talking about? I don't see anybody with us except these horses and these mules here. You know, I mean, but these people, they have chariots, they have spears, they have shields, and there are hundreds of them. They come out against us like that. I mean, they come to take just one man with chariots and all these things. And they, you know, that's what they thought. And the servant, who couldn't see, was afraid. And the man of God said, well, Lord, I pray that you open his eyes. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to pray today that the Lord open your eyes, that you see those that are with you. Chariots of fire and the horsemen thereof. God has his own chariots. They are made with fire. Glory to God. And they are ready to consume. They are ready to throw down. My goodness. And when the Lord, he heard the voice of the man of God and opened the eyes of his servant. And he saw, and all around the mountains, chariots of fire. Woo-hoo! You know, and so the reason we are afraid is because you don't know who's with you. That's why you are afraid. Because you can't see. What you can see is all that's in front of you. You can only see the giants. You can only see all the, you know, trouble that's in front of you. You can't see into the spirit realm to see what's with you. But when you can see that, my goodness, then you have, you know, your confidence. It's a confidence booster that will open your eyes, you know. But you don't need to wait and see. You know, blessed is the one that believes even before he sees, Jesus said. But sometimes the Lord, just to help your faith, will allow you to see what is with you. See the entourage that is with you. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse 29, he said, look, I am not alone, because my Father is with me. You know, he's always with me, because I do always those things that are pleasing in his sight. Now, what does the Bible say about, you know, the angel of the Lord? You know, all you got to do, you don't even need to pray that prayer that he should be with you. He will be with you if you fear the Lord. That's it. The fear of the Lord is what draws the angel of the Lord to be with you, according to Psalm 34 and verse 7. You will not fear the people. The Lord will be your fear, and you will choose him as your chief joy, and only the Lord you will fear. You will not fear the fear of man. But when you fear the Lord, the angel of the Lord will be on you, I mean around you, behind you, surround you, encamp around you, watch over you. Hallelujah. While you are sleeping, he's watching. While you are moving, he's watching. You know, because you fear the Lord. That's an automatic, you know, attraction to the angel of the Lord. But don't fear the people. Hallelujah. So, the angel of the Lord is with you. You just don't know it. The Lord has, I mean, one angel is really all you need. You don't need, you know, these angels that excel in strength. You know, Hezekiah, when he prayed, made it God's fight like that, you know, against Sennacherib. The Lord, in one night, folks, he sent an angel that destroyed 185,000 in one night. Just one angel. Huh. Hallelujah. He moved through the camp. He slew them all. And in the morning, they were all dead corpses. Hallelujah. One angel, 185,000. That's all you need. But then, you know, he can send chariots if he wants. He can send legions if he wants. Hallelujah. You know, he can do it too. Jesus said, look, don't you think I can, you know, pray the Father and he will presently send me 20,000 if I want to? And if Jesus has access to it, you have access to it. Because we are made joint heirs with him. Everything that Jesus has. Hallelujah. We have everything because we are heirs of God and joint heirs with him. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus said. He said, look, fear not. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And listen to this in Luke chapter, well, that's in Luke chapter 12 and verse 32, what I just quoted. But listen to this powerful statement in Luke chapter 22 and verse 29. And this is the This is the confidence booster and fear destroying power that you can put inside yourself. This is it. Luke 22 and verse 29. And I want you to turn in your Bible and look at it, because sometimes when you are just hearing it and you are not looking at it, it won't be registered as powerfully as if you did look at it. This is the antidote, the destroying power against that fear this morning. That's what we're going to use. Here's what Jesus said in Luke 22 and verse 29. I appoint unto you, I appoint unto you a kingdom, even as my Father has appointed unto me. The power of the kingdom is with you. Jesus appoint, you know, look, don't fear them. You go in. Hallelujah. Our Lord will level them before you. So right now, I'm going to pray over the room. I am going to level the fear, the doubt, the unbelief, the disobedience, the rebellion. These are all the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Perizzites, you know, the Canaanites, the Jebusites, you know, and all these things, you know. And here's what I, you know, have listed down here that we are going to destroy. Fear, disobedience, rebellion, unbelief, doubt, lack of strategy, confusion, discouragement, and finally, arrogancy and pride. We're going to smash all of these things. These are all the forces, these are the seven powers, you know, that are against the people of God. They are called the ites, any way you want to call them. You know, they are all there trying to prevent you from going in. So, are you ready? Glory to God. I will be praying right now. We call it a prophetic release to crush the enemies. How are we going to do it? Well, right now. You know, I gave that exhortation just to boost your faith. But the real action is coming in the next few minutes when I pray. So, if your faith is boosted and you are ready, glory to God, your faith is boosted and you are ready, then we are going to pray together. Now remember, Jesus gave this assurance that he has given you a kingdom. I appoint unto you a kingdom. When you come in, look, when a civilian becomes, you know, the president of the United States, he didn't have to be, you know, militarily trained before. He could have just been a civilian who was voted in. He may not even have a clue. But if somehow he managed to win the election, we've seen it here in this country, all of a sudden, he becomes the commander-in-chief. He's got the backing of the entire United States of America. All of a sudden, got behind it. You know, and if he's going into a place, you know, one time I watched a documentary. The president of the United States was going to one of these countries, you know, and for 2 weeks before he went, they call them the Secret Service. They went out there, they cleaned the place up. I mean, they scanned everything, you know, checked out everything, scoped out everything, you know, swept everything. I mean, for weeks, days before he got there, you know, and when he go in there, they have these, you know, massive aircraft lifters, you know, carriers that will carry all of the, his, you know, weaponized and, you know, armored vehicles. Carrying from the United States. They're not going to go there and take enter one of those their own armored vehicles over there. No, they are going to carry their own from here. You know, and they don't even carry one. They carry two. And then they carry some other decoys that look like that. And so when they put it on the ground, three or four of them, you don't really know which one he's in. You know, and this thing, bulletproof. And I watched in the, you know, documentary, they went to the place where he was going to stay. They replaced all the windows. They brought these windows that were bulletproof. I'm like, are you kidding me? He can do all these things. My goodness. You know, and they heard, you know, and it was a report, but it was fake. But they heard a report that there was somebody they were tracking. They couldn't, you know, it was a known terror. And they were tracking him, and they could not account for his movements or his whereabouts. And they heard that he was, you know, in some park, and they dispatched. They went out there. They, my goodness. I mean, all of these for just a man. I mean, think of it. Glory to God. And they would go, you know, clear a house, put him in that. You know, different presidents would name the vehicle. One president named it the Beast, and there were different things. Whatever they want, they had this power to just do these things. And by the time they go, they have these alerters, patrollers. They have all of these things that go before them. And they go in confidence. Glory to God. You know, now what about you? Because you don't see, that's why you're afraid. But I tell you what. Jesus said, I appoint unto you a kingdom, even as my Father has appointed me. So I'm going to pray that prayer that's going to cause a shift. Now, today and tomorrow, we'll finish this series. And after that, you know, you are a winner. Glory to God. Remember, Jesus, he blessed the thing and put it right back into their hands. You know, so this victory, I'm going to put it right back in your hands. And it's not a one-time victory. We're going to get the victory here this morning and tomorrow also. You know, but continuing fast. I asked the people, fast and pray and come into these rooms the next 2 days. That was yesterday I announced it. You know. And I've been seeking the Lord and fasting for you. And then we come here. We're going to do this. I'm going to do it again tomorrow. And after that, put it back in your hands. You got it. Glory to God. So now you heard enough. All of that. You know, Jesus said, look, I know you heard me already, but for their sakes, I say it. That's how he was when he stood there. You know, before the grave of Lazarus. So I know the Lord. I could have come in here at the beginning and just began to pray over the room. I already know he given me that victory already. But I've been praying for everybody, you know, throughout yesterday in the night and all of that. But I've got to bring the word so that you may know that these are the things that God has said. But now I'm ready to pray. Now, we're going to release the power and the victory. Hallelujah. So here's what I want to do. I want you to raise your hand if you're in the audience. Never mind that we're pulling you to the stage. I'm not pulling you to the stage for this. Just raise your hand and you are going to be a one that will receive the prophetic release that I'm going to do here. You know. And especially those of you who heard the announcement yesterday and you obeyed, you know, the Bible says, believe the Lord your God, and so shall you be established. Believe also his prophets, and so shall you be, prosper. You know, believe the word of God. I stand this morning to prophesy unto you the word of God. Now, if you believe it, it's going to work for you. Raise your hand, and I'm going to pray over the hands that I raise. We're going to release something into you by the power of God today that will crush that fear. Hallelujah. It'll crush the spirit of rebellion and the spirit of disobedience. It'll crush the fear. It'll crush the disappointment. It will crush, you know, the discouragement. It'll crush the dismay. It'll crush the doubt. It'll crush the unbelief. It'll crush everything. Glory to God. Because we're coming against these Hittites. We're coming against these Girgashites this morning. We're coming against them the next couple of days. We're coming against the Amorites. We're coming against the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. You know, all of these things that come in the form that are trying to prevent you from getting to the promise. Glory to God. Now, I want to see more hands raised in this place today, you know, for the power of God to touch and change your story. Glory to God. Now, in a moment, I am going to pray over the hands that are raised. Now, you don't have to do this, but if you do it, you know, it's a sign of faith. You know, it's like on the minister, I say, you know, if you want prayer, come here. You know, when you are in the local assembly, that from that moment that you get up from your seat to walk to the front, you already believed. You already took the kind of, you know, the step of it. That's why we do it. It's not that God cannot heal you in your seat. It's not that God cannot do this for you without you raising your hand. But it's an act. By getting you to act in that way, it's a trigger. That's a trigger. That's how it works. There's no magic to raising hand. There's no magic to coming down the aisle and getting prayed for. There's nothing to it. It's just that by us asking you to do that, you know, it triggers something. By the time you get up from your seat and walk down the aisle, you already believe in God. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I want you wherever you are right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's why I said at the beginning, and maybe you didn't hear it because you joined late, I said, create some space, because you're going to need some movement, because some of the things that are preventing you, you know, we're going to demonstrate movement this morning. So get some space. If you are sitting down, stand up. Hallelujah. We're going to move. We are going to move. Glory to God. You know, and after I finish this round of prayers, then I'm going to cancel the hand raising. And then when I open it up again, the next round of hand raising means you want to come and speak. Right now, hand raising is because you want prayer and you want to believe God with me. I want you on your feet. Glory to God. Now, don't sit down. Don't sit down. You got to move, because we're crossing over, you know, this next 7 months. We're on a journey. We're not sitting down. Glory to God. Oh, no. You know, we are moving. So you are on your feet. You got your hands raised. Hallelujah. You got the banner of the name of Jesus in front of you. We are an army. The Bible describes in the book of Joel as Joel's army. Powerful. They can climb up the walls. They can leap over buildings. You know, before them is like a Garden of Eden. When they finish, it's a burnt desert. Anything, they burn it down. Hallelujah. They take no prisoners. And they don't break their ranks either. They don't jostle. They know what to do. They follow. They got strategy. They follow their leader. They're not jostling for position. They don't break their ranks. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord, see the hands that are raised. Now, I'm praying over the hands that are raised. And I want you to believe God with me. So raise your hand if you're just joining in. We're praying now. And, you know, I've been fasting. I'm praying for you. And some of you have been fasting also. And we are continuing this tomorrow. So as you raise your hand, I'm asking the Lord, and the Lord said, look, I am he that frustrates the tokens of the liars and confirms the word of my messenger. Hallelujah. So let's frustrate some tokens of lies this morning. The tokens of lies that the devil said, you cannot do that. And you're not going to make it. And your business is going to fall flat. And, you know, nothing is going to happen. You're going to spend all this money and it's not going to work. You know, and you will not be healed from that disease. You're going to die from it. And those are tokens of liars. Kirambo shatilarabo sikeya. Bazudayina. Kindis koluri abuski keneya. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I come against all the tokens of lies. You know, all the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites that are standing in the way. The Lord said, this year you will emerge. But these forces, they say, no, you're not going to do it. And you can't do it. You will die this year. You will not get to next year. Your business will fall flat. Nothing will happen. You know, you're not going to make it. Those are tokens of lies. And behold, saith the Lord, I am he that frustrated the tokens of liars. And I confirm the word of my messenger, saying unto you today, fear not and be not dismayed. It is I, the Lord thy God, that doth go before you to bring you into the promised land. That's right. Now, what is your own promised land? Hallelujah. Your journey, you got to own your journey. You own your journey today. Don't look at it. Don't blame anybody for anything. You know, don't play that blame game. No. It's your journey. You're going to own it. Hallelujah. But you remember, the Lord has gone ahead of you. All you have to do is look for his footprints in the sands of time and put your foot one in the other. It's a straight path too. The Lord doesn't go around in meandering path. He says, make straight paths for your feet. Hallelujah. How do you do it? You follow his footsteps. That's his strategy. He will give you instructions by the inspiration of the Almighty. Step by step. The instruction for yesterday may be different than the instruction he will give today. You know, one time he tell you go up. Another time he say wait for the moving of the Spirit among the mulberry trees. Don't go up. He may tell you go to the brook. You know, I will send the ravens to feed you. Next time we say leave the place because the brook is dry. Hallelujah. He will give you instructions. There's always strategy behind what the Lord will give you in order for you to get the victory. Now I come against the spirit of fear. Huh? The fear of the giants that are in the land. The giants that are ahead. The fear of the unknown. I cannot make it. I come against the voices of reason, the voices of unbelief, the voices of fear, the voices of doubt. Every captivity of negativity, I come against them in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Now, I call down fire. Remember, every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled with blood. But this one is with burning and fuel of fire, targeted, laser sharp, and surgical strike. We're not beating around the bush. We're calling out these things and striking them down. We strike down the fear in the name of Jesus. We encourage ourselves with the word of the Lord. The Lord said, I am with you. Be not afraid. I am thy God. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee. The right hand of my righteousness. Glory to God. Therefore, saith the Lord, now ye shall take root downward and bear fruit upward. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the Lord will also make your feet like hinds feet. He will give you speed. I come against the snail spirit. You know, the spirit of stagnation. You take a couple of steps forward and then you take 5-6 steps backwards. And it seems like you're not making any progress. I come against those spirits in the name of Jesus. Now, all these lofty spirits, they sit pretty. They say, well, I'm a queen. I sit in the palace. I sit over the people of God, you know, and so forth. Well, that was then, but this is now. Give up! Hallelujah. Because a stronger than you now come up against you. I bind all these forces in spiritual handcuffs, sir. In the name of Jesus, to spark that spoiler. Glory to God. Spoiling, you are praying along where you are, I believe. And if you are praying, pray in the spirit. You know, speak in tongues and be praying in the spirit. Because when you pray in the spirit, when you speak in tongues, you're going to confuse the devil. Glory to God. Kairabo shaterilabo sakinga. Borianda liba senda erundi samaya. I pray in the name of Jesus. Power from above. Jesus said, I appoint you a kingdom. Now, you are not sitting down. You are on your feet. Now, I want you to move. Hallelujah. Because as you step forward, the Jordan will open up for you. As you step forward, the Red Sea will open up. God will pile up the water on heaps on every side so that you may pass through as on dry ground. Glory to God. But you must take the step of faith. Take the step of faith. And if the ball is in your hand, you must take the shot. Glory to God. Kroesharilabo sikenderi makaya. Hallelujah. Now, did you know that he gave a power, you know, to the faint? And they that attempt that any one of them that are weak, that have no strength, he increased even their strength. The Lord is your glory and the lifter up of your head. Why does the Lord want to do this for you? Well, because it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And Jesus said, I appoint unto you a kingdom. Now, these are the things that he has given unto us. You know, when you now have all these things from the Lord, victory on every side, remember the Lord thy God. For it is he that giveth thee the power to get this victory. He that he also giveth thee the power, the strategy to get riches. He'll give it to you. You know, and there, but let not pride enter into your heart. Hallelujah. Let not your heart be lifted up. You know, not like Nebuchadnezzar that said, is this not great Babylon, which I have built, you know, for by the excellency of my power, the majesty of my kingdom. Is this not this great Babylon that I have done? Oh, no. No. You will remember the Lord your God, for it is he that doth give you the victory. According to Isaiah 48 and 17, it is the Lord that will teach you how to profit. We teach you. We give you strategy. Glory to God. Now, I pray for the spirit of strategy. Hallelujah. The spirit of wisdom. You know, Jesus, we're told he's the very wisdom and the power of God. I pray, and if you have Jesus, I pray that you have wisdom as well. Now, I pray for strategy. God will give you instruction. Psalm 32 and verse 8. I will instruct you in the way that you should go. That's strategy. I will guide you with my eye. I will put a block. Now, I'm going to pray that prayer right now. Holy Spirit is saying it. It's not there, but I'm saying it now. I'm going to pray a prayer that the Lord will put a wall on your left. He'll put a wall on your right. Hallelujah. So that you can only go straight forward. Glory to God. And the Lord said, you will hear a voice behind your ear when you're about to turn to the left and the right. And I say, Lord, put a wall to their right, put a wall to their left. They won't even be able to turn. They got to go straight forward. Now that's strategy. The Lord will give you instruction on how to do it. Now yours may be healing that you are believing God for. Maybe a horrible report, you know, but the Lord said, Who is it that saith and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? The devil say that you're going to die, but the Lord said, I've commanded life and that more abundantly. Glory to God. The devil is the one that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and that in abundance. You will live. Psalm 118 and verse 17, we quoted it. I shall live and not die. Hallelujah. And I will declare the works of the living God. Now, I pray in the name of Jesus for strategy, even concerning your health. Strategy, wisdom, understanding what to do. I pray for strategy and wisdom concerning your business. Now, Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. Lean not to your own understanding, but trust in the Lord with all your heart. And he will give you strategy. The inspiration of the Almighty, according to Job chapter 32 and verse 8. He will give it to you. There is a spirit inside of you already. And that's how the Lord will communicate strategy into your spirit. He will communicate to you that will make wisdom, that will make you wiser than your teachers. Glory to God. Wiser than people that are even ahead of you. Praise the Lord. He will give you the oil of gladness. Anoint your head with the oil of gladness above your fellows. Because you have loved righteousness. Because you have obeyed his voice. Now, ye shall trust in the Lord and ye shall serve the Lord thy God. Even when you do possess the thing, when you arrive, you will serve the Lord. You will remember the Lord. Glory to God. You will remember the Lord. And you will keep him front and center. And you will give glory to him along the way. Every opportunity you get, you will give the credit to the Lord. When the people say, ah, my goodness, congratulations, you say, well, glory to God. Glory to God. It is the Lord that did it for me. Hallelujah. And you will say, come and see what the Lord has done for me. You will give that glory to God. You know, don't shy away from the name of the Lord in the day of your congratulations. Remember, you know, to give the glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you shall go out with joy and you'll be led forth with peace. Let the mountains and the hills, let them break forth before you into singing. Glory to God. And God shall line up all the trees of the fields to celebrate your success. They will clap their hands for you. God will arrange it. It's called divine appointments. He arranges your success. Hallelujah. I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you. Even though the widow woman knew nothing about it, God has commanded it. I've commanded the ravens to bring you bread and water. Hallelujah. God command all of these things. I've commanded the fish to bring you a coin for you to pay your taxes. Makori alaba shenderi masunda. He is the creator. When he speaks, the universe hear his voice. Hallelujah. God has commanded the blessing upon you. He said the Lord will command a blessing upon you. A blessing upon your bread basket, which is the food that you're going to eat now. The blessing upon your storehouse, which is what you will need in the future. The Lord will command all of it. He will bless your bread basket. He will bless your storehouse. He will bless you in the city. He will bless you in the field. He will bless you wherever you are. You be the head and not the tail. Above only and not beneath. Lenders and not borrowers. Leaders and not followers. You will be leaders. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we are trying by the grace of God to impart this kingdom into you. Jesus said, I appoint you a kingdom. Just as my Father has appointed me. And we're ministering to you the spirit of grace today. Appointing unto you this kingdom that Jesus already appointed. That you will walk worthy of the same. You have your head lifted up. Nobody should have their head bowed down after this. Now, you're moving. I want you to take some steps. Take some steps. Those of you who have been stagnated. You have been stagnant or you've been so slow. This snail spirit has gotten you down. Spirit of procrastination. That devil took advantage of it. All of these things and so on. Today, take the steps, sir. Move. Move around your room. Move around wherever you are. Move. Just move. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. Your movement signifies that you will no longer be standing in the same place. You are moving forward. You're no longer stagnant. That spirit of stagnation, I come against it in the name of the Lord Jesus. The spirit of the snail thing, that snail spirit that just crawling, I come against it in the name of the Lord Jesus. You know, God wants you to run like a cheetah. Woo-hoo-hoo. You know, that animal, he can really move. You know, God doesn't want you to crawl like a snail. Glory to God. I will make even your feet like hinds feet. You can run. You can move. You can climb up with wings like eagles. Thank you, Jesus. Father, bless your people with joy and confidence here this morning. Cast not therefore, Hebrews 10 and 35, away your confidence that has great recompense of reward. And Father, thank you for rewarding your people today. They obeyed the voice of the Lord. We called for the fasting and prayer. Say, call a solemn assembly. Blow the trumpet in Zion for what I'm about to do. And gather the assembly, gather the people and so forth. And Lord, we called and they came. And they trusted you. They believed you. They believed not the word of a man, but they believed your word. Because we spoke your word. And we spoke in your name. Hallelujah. And Lord, you said you are the one that will confirm. Not only will you frustrate the tokens of lies in their lives, as we have prayed this morning, you will frustrate all those tokens. And then you confirm the word of your messenger. Hallelujah. I have stood in the message of the Lord this morning, Lord. I have given your people your word, even as you appointed me to do. So I have done. Now take all the glory, Lord, to yourself. For we preach not ourselves, but we preach the Lord Jesus Christ. And ourselves, you know, your servants, for his sake. Now may the Lord cause his glory and your beauty, the beauty of the Lord to shine upon you. According to the words of Psalm 90 and verse 16. He said, let the beauty of our God shine upon you in the name of Jesus. I command the beauty of the Lord to shine upon you. His beauty. Hallelujah. The Bible calls him the perfection of beauty. God, he has shined. Let him shine upon you. And let the Lord establish the work of your hands. Yea, let him establish it. Glory to God. Let your work, O Lord, appear unto your servants. And let your glory unto their children. Now, this is for you and for your children. For as many as the Lord thy God shall call. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon you. And let him establish the work of your hands. Yea, let him establish it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. The glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ upon you today and every day. Go forth in the victory of the Lord. Go forth in rejoicing. Go forth, you know, with this power and this strength in Jesus' name. Now, bless the Lord your God. Everybody, bless the Lord your God for what he has done. Bless him, for he has broken the gates of brass. The gates of the Hittites he has broken. The gates of the Girgashites he has broken. Now, all these gates that have come up against you that you will not proceed, God has broken them. He has broken every gate. The gates of the Amorites, he has broken. The gates of the Canaanites, he has broken. Now, they put up the gates and said, you will not pass through. God has broken down the gates of the Perizzites. You know, they took up perimeter to say, you are not coming in. God said, I've smashed them down. Hallelujah. God has broken the gates of the Hivites and their Jebusites, you know, and you are passing through now to enter into your possession. That which the Lord has spoken unto you that in this year you will emerge. Emerge, therefore, into the glory of God. Hallelujah. Now, God's already started to do some things for you. But there is an atmosphere shift that is coming now because we understand the ordinances of heaven and we are causing their dominion to work for you upon the earth. So let it be in the name of Jesus. Now, as you enjoy the blessings of the Lord, show the way to others. Let them come into Christ. Because Peter, after he got that, the boat was almost drowning after he pulled in the net of the fish. They have to beckon to others. Come and take of some of these blessings. Glory to God. So invite people to come and receive of the same. Invite people to this platform. Because God is really fixing to bless his people. And it is free. It doesn't come at a cost. Jesus already paid the cost. The only cost you got to do is sometimes you got to pray and fast and believe the word of God. Believe also his messenger. You know, you believe it, you will prosper. That's all you got to do. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, Lord, we thank you. We glorify you. We honor you. We adore you. Thank you for everyone that's in the room. For those that have raised their hands, thank you, Lord, for the power that's upon them. Glory to God. They've honored your word, and now you honor your word in their life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen.